Cut my hair the way you want it. Watched you become important. Quit my job to make a new home far away. Now you're Mr. Successful, and I'm queen of the treadmill. Trying to stay the size you think that I should stay. I used to dream about what I would be. Last night I dreamed about washing machines. I keep on giving, but I can't stop living. A woman needs a little something of her own. I like happy endings, I don't like depending. I keep right on pretending, but I can't do that anymore. Now you say I'm being silly, but you don't know me really. You never take the time to ask me how I feel. I keep the checkbook balance, I decorate your palace. You know I used to think that you were a king. Somewhere down deep I know you really love me. But you can't see that what we have's not all I need. I keep on giving, but I can't stop living. A woman needs a little something of her own. I like happy endings, I don't like depending. I keep right on pretending, but I can't do
back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, Fantastic Florida. As always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. Well, my guest today is Michelle Miller St. James, who's a great singer and a performer. She is from Port Orange, Florida, as, of course, this is Fantastic Florida around the Daytona Beach area. Beautiful area, and I'm kind of jealous because she gets to do beach weddings. She gets to perform, and she can do a duo, a single duo and band, karaoke at the wedding, whatever you need, and I think just beach weddings were great. Didn't get invited to the last beach wedding. There was a beach wedding, but didn't get invited to that one. But I hope to enjoy that. And again, please check out Michelle's information we have there. And you can get a hold of me, but you could also contact her directly if you'd like to have her perform and It's really great that she's here. So I want to thank Michelle Miller St. James, but I also want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for being here today and sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Michelle Miller St. James' passion for what she does. And you know, if you've got a show idea or a guest idea, you know, all the shows, we got four of these shows going, and people even tell me that I should make more shows. I need to divide. I mean, I could have 15 shows here, but four is enough for me. And whatever guests you've got, as long as they're on the planet Earth, most likely I probably can do it and will do it. So, you know, go to MikeCara.com, send me an email, give me a quick buzz on the phone, Rooney, and let me know what we can get going here. Also, if you'd like to become a tweet peep, it is so easy to do. You simply have to go to Twitter.com/MikeCara73. That's Twitter.com/MikeCara73. 73, and there you're going to get a plethora of behind-the-scenes lookings. You're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at, well, for example, I'm going to say that I just interviewed Michelle Miller St. James. Then I'm going to say I'm working on the show with Michelle Miller St. James. And then I'm going to say the show with Michelle Miller St. James is all completed. And like I said, we only mention who we're actually going to interview. So if I mention that anything about anyone, any name, they've actually been interviewed, and it's just a matter, just like I said, I'm just going to say, but then it'll be a little before we get Michelle's segment on, but not too long. Again, my guest is Michelle Miller St. James, and Michelle, it's a pleasure, honor that you could be here today. Thanks so much. We're truly blessed. Okay, Michelle. So yeah, we wanted to let everyone know that about your social media. And so, do you have a website? Or
I do. It is Big Shot, BigShot Karaoke, KaraOke .com, and that will bring you up, and you can see. Not only you know the band, which that is the name of my band, so now you can tell everybody you know the band. And then I'm known for Big Shot Double DJ for my karaoke and obviously DJ. But when you come up on the home page, it'll come up and you can click on my equipment, my photo album. You can hear me singing. It has a list of my prices and some of the services that we offer.
Oh, so you mentioned, Michelle, of course, about the karaoke. So is that something that you could do at weddings? Do people sometimes want to do that?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of my package. If people want to sing, obviously I clear that with the bride and groom first. but, yeah, I've done several weddings where they have had karaoke, you know, towards the end of their reception. And also the other thing that I do, I have different outfits. And I said, I have an outfit for Patsy Cline. I have an outfit for Lady Gaga and Janis Joplin. Oh, let's see, Tina Turner. And sometimes people will actually have me come in the last 15, 20 minutes of their reception and have me portray that character and have some pictures taken, and I'll sing a couple songs. And it's kind of a neat thing, too, that I offer. Oh, and also Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, so that's great, Michelle, that you could do that. This is like a whole show. There's everything you pretty much offer, huh, you can think of.
Well, that's what I said. I have got a lot to offer. If, you know, people can get a hold of me, I can tell them that the sky is the limit.
Yeah, definitely the sky is the limit. So talking about, you know, people getting a hold of you, so generally, you know, your area is kind of, like we said, Port Orange, Daytona Beach on the coast. But, I mean, you do travel, so,
Yeah, I do all of Central Ohio, and I will go, you know, north or south, depending on the needs of the person and you know, the price.
Right. Yeah. That's a bit the big thing there. Yeah. The price. But yeah, if you're well compensated, that you could pretty much go anywhere. And you mentioned Ohio. You know, Florida is there somewhere unique further away that you've had travel to or?
No, other than when I was on a cruise a couple of years ago, unbeknownst to me, the cruise director went and told the Jamaican band that I sing, and I'm just sitting out in the audience watching this reggae band, and all of a sudden they said, oh, we have a star in the audience, and they invited me up on stage and put me on the spot and said, okay, what do you sing? Well, what do you tell a reggae band? You know? And we ended up, I was just shooting off the top of my head what songs I knew right away. And we actually did, me and Bobby McGee, in a reggae style. And it actually came out pretty good for unrehearsed and them not knowing what was going on, and the crowd went crazy. And that would be my only thing to say, that I actually was in the Bahamas and got asked to sing in a reggae band unbeknownst to me. That was my furthest away from home performing.
And that wasn't even a plan, huh? That just happened, huh?
No, it just happened. But we had fun, and yeah, I have not forgot about it. That's for sure. Probably everybody else never did either.
So, Michelle, I wanted to ask you, so then we're talking about weddings. We know you have weddings coming up. Is this the big wedding season now, or?
Most of them are probably more in the spring and the fall. It's a little hot in Daytona for weddings, especially outside.
Yeah.
June, July, and August. But, yeah, most of my weddings are March, April, May, and then, September, October, November are probably the most popular months that people get married outside anyway.
Oh, so, I mean, have you ever done, like, a Christmas wedding or New Year's wedding or anything like that?
I've done, different themed weddings, but nothing, not on a special holiday. You know what? I did, on the 4th of July, I did a wedding that would have been in Myrtle Beach. And they had the fireworks and everything. That was kind of unique, but no other holidays.
Oh, so
that's not to say that I wouldn't.
Yeah, that you're always open to that. But I mean, as far as not doing weddings, but do you do any a thing for New? I mean, perform on New Year's Eve or?
Oh yeah, I'm already booked this year. I've been booked the last 5 years in a row. I mean, a year in advance. I do pool parties. We've done bar mitzvahs. I never can pronounce it. It's for a 15-year-old Spanish girl. Quinceanera?
Something like that.
Where it's all Spanish. And the girl, when she turns 15, and they have like a big, like she's the queen. And it's almost like a wedding reception. I've done a couple of those. I just can't pronounce them. So I do have all the music to do for Spanish. And I also did an Indian and a Puerto Rican wedding just a few weeks ago. And I have all the special dance music that they most of them dance around in a circle, and they lift the groom up, and they have them on a chair and do all different special things. And I have all that kind of music now. And so I'm pretty well open to just about anything anybody could suggest.
Great. And before we go here, Michelle, we're talking about all these. Do you do like a lot of public shows? Well, I think probably some of the Eagles and the Moose are. But I mean, do you do like if we were in the area, is there shows we could attend and see you?
Oh, I can always get anybody in. If I know that you're coming, I can get you guys in. It's not a problem. I can get, guests in up to 3 times before they start pestering you that you need to join the clubs or what have you. And then I do sometimes there'll be like street fairs, or there was a Marina Inn. They did close down. Their prices were kind of high, but I was doing the Marina Inn last summer, and that was open to the public. But I mean, the majority of the clubs I play are, private. But if you tell me you're coming, I will get you in.
Okay, that sounds good, Michelle. Okay, we really do appreciate your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
know that I'm just very open-minded and the sky's the limit, and I would love to help anybody out if they contact me.
Okay, and if you could give your website one final time, please.
Okay, it's BigShot, BigShot, karaoke.com.
Okay.
And just click on the link, and it'll introduce you to all the different things, and you can find out about You Know the Band.
Okay, that sounds great, Michelle. My guest has been Michelle Miller St. James, and you've been listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Fantastic Florida, and please catch us again next time.